Now, as the beloved mighty cosmic presence, known to us as the great Elohim Orion, speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him and pour forth through us everything that will cooperate with him and bring into the physical octave the mighty blessings which come under his direction and which we are privileged to call forth into manifestation to produce perfection for us and for all mankind. Beloved of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring into your consciousness the awareness of the greater perfection of which we are master and of which one day you must become master. You only become master of greater perfection by using it and commanding it to manifest and expand. You know, your beloved Saint Germain said, energy becomes power through use. And so in the perfection which you really want to bring into this world, in order to make this world like the Ascended Master's octave, there's one thing, two things really, that should be brought to your attention and you should use by forming a habit of speech that just through habit gives this constant recognition and acceptance. You've been using beloved mighty victory's acknowledgement of his cosmic flame of cosmic victory manifest. Tonight, I ask you to intensify, recognize, and use the word miracle before as many other qualities for which you call as possible. Now, you were told miracles are God's natural way of life. They are the perfection of life, uninterfered with by mankind. Now that's something to think about. You've been trying to fulfill the divine plan, and you have struggled under the interference of discordant conditions in the outer world. Sometimes radiation of individuals, sometimes the mass accumulation of all mankind's discord of the past, sometimes from the powers of nature, sometimes from various other causes. But from tonight, if you will precede everything that you call for with your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters, invincible miracle qualities, miracle powers, miracle supply, miracle light, and you don't know yet what that contains. And the miracle love, the illumining, victorious presence of the illumining love from both your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, that will teach the outer self all good things. Now, as you charge this into your outer affairs and you establish the habit of receiving it, or at least calling it in to your outer use and service, you will find many of the things that you have done in the past with struggle will now become a perfectly natural, easy thing to do. This is a tremendous blessing. And I want those of you to apply it who are concerned with the music, both the vocal and instrumental, of this I Am activity. When that music was called in the beginning, the I Am Ascended Master miracle music of the spheres, it was definitely called that because the use of it and the ultimate result of it is to draw a power of manifestation into this world and into your use to give a blessing to the people of the outer world and begin to establish the Ascended Master's way of purifying and healing blessed mankind who are caught in the distress of the shadows and must have help to extricate themselves from their distress. Now, when you call for the Ascended Master's invincible illumining music, the invincible illumining healing power, the invincible illumining miracle healing power of the beloved I Am Presence and the seven mighty Elohim, you will not only bless yourselves and enable much to be given you and through you help others, but you will help to draw into the outer world's healing channels that which is to become the release of all mankind in this world from all physical distress. The healing, the miracle healing illumination from the Ascended Master's octave, because this is our gift to mankind to help purify the minds and the bodies so the mighty I Am Presence can use them to the fulfillment of its great divine plan and more than that. Well, that includes the ascension of the individual. It also means that the beloved I Am Presence can more easily and more powerfully use the outer self of individuals to create the new civilization, to bring in the permanent perfection into manifestation, which is to bless all ages and all generations to come. So when this is established as a momentum within each of you and the whole I Am student body, and your constant recognition of this, when this is established, it will open the door for this greater perfection of the incoming golden age to take its dominion in outer world physical affairs. And it will not only bless you, it will bless the nation, the government, the mentality of the people, it will bless the powers of nature and forces of the elements. It will bless every particle of life in this world. So when you call forth and the invincible, illumining miracle power and powers of your beloved I Am Presence to possess and control your outer conditions, to fill everything in your experience life with this perfection, which is already in existence. You don't have to create it. It is already here. In the octave of the higher mental body, waiting to flow into outer world conditions and bring here the perfection of the cosmic Christ, which the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body are, with no uncertainty, which the ascended masters are, which the ascended master's octave contains, and which is all that is constructive everywhere in infinite space. Please establish this for your own greater enjoyment, because this will bring a happiness you have never yet experienced. I just hope you want to be happy so much that you lose it. Thank you so much. Now, in bringing this explanation to you tonight, will you please feel that one of the flames of the seven mighty Elohim, which is my gift of my life and my love to you, and is within the brain structure of every human being, that much of my life which I have placed within and around you will help you to remember this and illumine you in your use of it, and will release into and through and around you the power by which these manifestations are drawn into outer existence and activity for your blessing. Mankind's predominant conversation is so full of the acknowledgement of limitation that unless something of this sort is done to shock mankind free from this accumulation of mistakes, human beings embodying in this world would be held in distress indefinitely. So if you will take your stand from tonight, if you will make your decision, and if you will set the habit, I will help you, and you ask your beloved I Am presence to help you establish this habit that gives me the opportunity to bring into outer conditions the greater perfection that fulfills the divine plan of the incoming golden age, and of which the rest of the seven mighty Elohim, with which they are concerned and of which they are a part, they have created this system of worlds. This is our creation. This is our plan to reveal the great divine activities of cosmic life. This is our blessing to glorify the universe of this system of worlds. And therefore, it is very definitely our responsibility and yours, because you are part of us. Your life stream has accepted the gift of our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, as it abides in the brain structure and provides that through which the higher mental body pours forth its mighty perfection through individuals into manifestation in this world. So when you begin to acknowledge and demand in everything your beloved I Am presence and the ascended masters, invincible, you can call it fiery illumination if you want to, and fiery illumining, miracle powers, miracle action, miracle blessings, miracle gifts, miracle substance, miracle perfection from our octave into yours. My dear ones, you cannot longer remain in distress if you will help us do this. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, beloved ones, the very design of the physical body itself is a miracle. It's a miracle of life that enables the consciousness of the higher mental body to come into outer action and manifest the greater expanding perfection from the inner realms of life and from the ascended master's octave. The body itself is a miracle of mechanical action. The mind is a miracle of consciousness. When you call forth the invincible, illuminating miracle mind of your blessed I Am Presence, you set those qualities into dynamic action through the outer self. And thus, of necessity, they will have to fill your world. When you call forth our invincible, illumining, miracle mind of the seven mighty Elohim, my dear ones, you can have such blessing as this world has never yet beheld, because we will give it. Thank you so much. And now, since mankind en masse need a new way to purify and heal the mind, the body, and the feeling world, to go forward and build something greater and better, then the way and means of purifying and healing mankind must be the greater perfection of our use of the sacred fire. It must be focused and concentrated and planted into the outer use of mankind in order to free the individual life stream from enough limitation to allow the light of the higher mental body to expand through the consciousness and understand the way and means of attaining the ascension. And all of this can come in to outer existence and the use of the people of this world through the music, the I Am music, and through the calls of those of you who understand this law, those of you who have given us recognition, and through whom we can produce manifestation in this world that will remake the world, will remold the outer world conditions, will reveal the perfection of the future, every bit of which will help the rest of mankind to rise into the ascension. So you are serving many, many, many channels of life and bringing much greater happiness to life than you can possibly understand until you see it begin to manifest. And for your encouragement, I want you to see how this has already gone forth into the mental and feeling world of all mankind to some degree. at least the Western world. If you will notice in outer world channels how often they're using the word miracle compared to what they did even 10 years ago. You have all kinds of things now being called miracles. And people don't know yet the power in that word. It's a sacred fire power that compels perfection to manifest. So when mankind uses it, whether individuals know what it means or not, doesn't change the power and the perfection in the word to produce that kind of manifestation. So I sometimes smile when I see advertising using the words that will one day clean it up. This is where we catch that old human unaware and put perfection in his place so it'll have to disappear. But tonight, I bring this to you with an illumination that I am determined you shall never forget and that will never be shut off. Thank you so much, precious one. So if you'll go forward, and every time there's an obstacle, every time within your own experience, there seems to be resistance, or imperfection, or strain, or struggle, or problems, stop, send your love to your beloved I Am Presence, and demand with every fiber of your being that the seven mighty Elohim Sun Presence of their invincible, fire illumining, miracle perfection and way and means of doing everything, their miracle solution of your problems, their miracle release of everything you require to fulfill the divine plan and reveal the greater perfection of the mighty I Am Presence. Charge into everything you do and just watch this, please, for 1 week. Because if you will keep your attention on the recognition, first of all, of the invincible quality, power of life, the fiery illumination, and the miracle way of either doing everything or the miracle divine plan made manifest, the miracle blessings that must of necessity purify everything and raise all to greater perfection. My dear ones, I could get so enthusiastic about this that you couldn't stand me right now. You haven't any idea how much I want you to get right now into action and use this. Thank you so much. Now let us take the word freedom and charge forth into and around yourselves your beloved I Am Presence first and the seven mighty Elohim, invincible, fiery, miracle freedom of everything in your being and world from all limitation. illumining, fiery illumining miracle freedom from all problems, from strain, from struggle, from all interference, and more than that, that freedom means from your acceptance of your own limitations and your own creation of the past. So you get rid of yourself. And that's a miracle. Thank you so much. We've been waiting for this miracle for centuries. So now is the accepted time, as the old Methodist ministers used to say. Now let's call for the ascended masters and cosmic beings, great miracle fulfillment of their miracle plan and miracle way to live life, which is without strain, without struggle, without limitation, without problems, and yet you go forward to the most magnificent accomplishment and such happiness as you've never known, and supposing you want to be happy. At night before you go to sleep, with every atom of your being, you command the feeling of the outer self to be charged with your beloved I Am presence and the seven mighty Elohim, invincible, fiery, miracle happiness of the ascended masters. Consciousness and feeling. And you can have some of the most magnificent surprises and activities that you have never dreamed you could enjoy. And all we want to do is bring you this greater perfection. And I hope with all I am and have, at least this group or the whole I Am student body, well, move into action with this and be just like a blazing meteor into the consciousness of the rest of mankind, and with a light that reveals our perfection and our authority and our power to help individuals now become completely obedient to the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, that we may bring the ascended master's octave of perfection into this world, which must come. And this will bring it as rapidly as possible. You can draw this and charge it into your government. The ascended masters and cosmic beings, invincible, fiery, miracle God government of your land, miracle control of the people and the forces within your borders. If you will do this, it will open many channels by which we can remove atheism from the consciousness of life, and it must come. Atheism must be taken out of the consciousness of life everywhere in the universe. That which denies the greater source and greater intelligence that places individuals in this embodiment, whatever it is in individuals, must be consumed. That denies the greater power. It must be. And I hope you will give us this opportunity to release the rest of mankind from torture that otherwise will ensue. The atheistic forces have gotten so arrogant, they're criminally insane animals. And somehow that must be removed from life. It must be removed from manifestation everywhere in the universe. Now there must come some intelligence into the brain structure are mankind who are using the faculties of the seven mighty Elohim to produce manifestation, and yet have allowed the distortion to deny the existence of those beings whose life flame abides in the brain structure. And that's why I'm here tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I won't keep you much longer. The sacred fire from our great cosmic heights of action must come into this physical world to consume the atheistic concept of life by the sacred fire that never allows consciousness again to so desecrate the God creations of this world as to continue to create only discord. If they are continually creating discord and have no other intent, then the very sacred fire of our life in the brain structure, wherein our faculties are extended and loaned to the use of individuals, must blaze a sacred fire that consumes their concepts. And some kind of decent intelligence must take the place of that which denies the authority and power and intelligence that creates the infinite universe around individuals. This thing that has tried to blight life everywhere is nothing but insane selfishness, animal stubbornness, and wholesale destruction. And if any human being on the face of this globe thinks it has anything else in it but that, is badly mistaken. And that consciousness shall go through all life, which I command tonight. Thank you so much, so beloved ones, in the opportunity that is yours, in the need of the outer world, we are offering this tonight. And if you will call into all consciousness your beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended hosts, invincible fiery illumination of the miracle mind of the seven mighty Elohim, to make everything that lives know the truth and reality of their existence and feel and obey their authority of manifestation. And that's what I send into the ethers tonight and into the brain structure of everything that lives. Thank you so much. And now if you will call forth, as the messenger does in the benediction, our sacred fire enfolding presence of our invincible, fiery, miracle authority, control, and manifestation of the seven mighty Elohim into all physical conditions, we will take command. And we'll see whether any part of life is going to longer. Try to drive mankind to the second death, when the destiny of every human being embodied in this world is the victory of the ascension and the mastery by the power and the love of the sacred fire. Your victory is as certain as that you exist if you will call this into action. And I hope I may be privileged to bring it in as rapidly as possible and show to the rest of the world the manifestations that the seven mighty Elohim are yet to bring into this earth. So may the fullness of all the blessings we can bestow be the miracle perfection, the fiery miracle manifestations of the perfection of the seven mighty Elohim, and in outer action reveal the divine way to live life and close the door against that which does not understand the divine way to live life, until that lack of understanding is annihilated by the sacred fire. So, blessed ones, go forward now and use this to your heart's content. The more you use it, the happier you'll be, and the closer will you come to us, and the more of our blessings, and the more of our perfection, and the more of our presence will abide with you and in your world, till this world is our world of perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved, mighty, great Elohim, beloved, mighty Orion, hold us close in your commanding presence tonight, and blaze your invincible, fiery miracle truth in and around us until its sacred fire bursts into a sun presence that forever consumes mankind's mistakes and confusion and consciousness that opposes the perfection of thy love, now and for eternity. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly for that limitless outpouring of the seven mighty Elohim, invincible, fiery, miracle manifestations of the divine plan fulfilled. Wherever we abide, let it go before us, prepare our way, and hold invincible for eternity, all under this radiation, until all stand ascended and free. And we thank thee, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your invincible, fiery, miracle obedience and presence that controls everything before we approach. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Orion. Thank you, seven great Elohim of creation, and all the ascended host and the angelic host, for your love through the centuries now blaze into and around us your invincible, fiery, miracle presence, and forever take your dominion on the earth. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us, your miracle presence. Now let it blaze now to all that lives, learns obedience to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. Mankind's shadows of human selfishness are forever annihilated by the sacred fire presence of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And we thank thee Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my God, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, now I am the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beast, and the force of the elements.
Our beloved,
Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and IM students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, especially beloved mighty Orion, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with a one mighty stroke of the world enfolding sacred fire presence from the seven mighty heirloom of creation, blaze its invincible, fiery, miracle victory everywhere without limit for eternity, and compel that which is of human creation to cease to be now, everywhere, and forever. And to all govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now, all of the seven mighty Elohim, invincible, fiery, miracle control of everything in our nation and the world, now and for eternity in all outer activities. And we thank thee.